Hey everyone, this is Jordan from SleekLens.com, and welcome to the kind of monthly review of the Raw Edit Contest winners. Now, if you are familiar with the Raw Edit Contest and have been kind of paying attention for the last few months, usually what we do is give a photo out to edit that I select. It's just a generic RAW file. And leave it up to the community to do whatever they want to do to the image to submit for the contest. However, this month I changed it up a little bit. And so basically, this was just a way of still doing the Raw Edit Contest, but it's really not a Raw Edit Contest. It's actually a Show Us Your Best Image contest. Going forward in October, this month we are doing another Raw Edit Contest where I select the photo and you guys edit it. But this month I kind of wanted to change it up to give those of you who are out there who have these awesome images and want to show them, this is a good place to do it. So I'm going to go through three honorable mentions and then three first place, third place, and second place. I said that out of order, but first, second, third place winners. So I'm going to go over those right now, starting with the honorable mentions. And the first one is from Al Hall. He submitted a panorama image, and I may have missed it where it was taken from. It's a landscape image. I may have missed it, but it looks like Vegas. I could be totally wrong, but it looks a lot like Vegas. But it's a very cool panorama image. I would actually really like to see the full image, not just a compressed version that Facebook gives you. But I'm a huge sucker for panoramic images, and this one is a very cool one. The colors are there. It's a sunset image. The colors are there. The warmths are there. The nice blues are in the mountain areas in the city, and it's a really cool image. So right when I first saw this, I knew it was going to be one of the photos that I selected because it's a panorama image, and I really, really love those. So thank you very much for submitting, Al. I very much appreciate it. The next one is from John Rogers. This one is kind of a cool one, and this may be another image where I kind of got suckered into it, but this is a motorcycle image, just a guy riding a motorcycle, and I really like the colors of this photo. The editing, the tones are fantastic, but I also like the subject matter as well. I used to ride motorcycles for a while, and this just brings back a lot of memories of you know, going down a nice back road on your motorcycle, just enjoying the freedom, and it was fantastic. So it's a very cool image, and the use of a very low aperture to highlight the rider in the very beginning was fantastic. It, you know, they didn't just put it at what it looks like. They didn't just put it at, you know, F-16 or something like that to get everything in focus. You actually are first drawn to the first guy on the road there, who is the subject of the photo, and then you can see the bokeh blowing out everybody in the background, and it just looks really, really cool. So thank you very much, John, for submitting an image. All right, this next one is from Matt X, and I don't know how to say your last name. It's X-E-N-I-O-X. I believe he said this was a test shot, but this was a cool test shot with a really nice subject. It looks like a medieval kind of photo. The lighting is great. It's got a blue fog, blue haze going on. Got a little particles going on in the air. Don't know if that was, something that you really wanted to do, but it definitely adds to the photo. The lighting is perfect. Nice Rembrandt lighting there. Very, very, very awesome. And, I really, really dig this image. Overall, it's just a fantastic image, with the subject, and you really need to see these. So obviously link in the description, you can see all of the images. But you really need to see this one just to see how it all goes in together with the outfit, the lighting, the fog, the colors. It's all very, very cool. So, those are the three honorable mentions. So we have Al, John, and Matt. I think I said Max earlier, but I meant Matt. But yeah, those are fantastic images. So thank you all very much for submitting those images there. All right, so now let's go into the third place winner. This one is from Bruce Russell. Bruce submits a lot of images, and I very much appreciate that. But he took a picture of a kind of a close-up of a city. I don't know where this is. I should know, but I don't know where this is. But what really got me about this image is, number one, it was probably one of the only vertical images. There was a few, I think, but this was the one that kind of caught my eye. And it's a very, very cool image. The tones of the image, the blue and oranges, are going to get me every time. Those tones are fantastic together. Nice complementary colors. And I just really love how the warmth is hitting one of the buildings, and then juxtapose that to the other building right beside it. It's very, very cool. And then you have kind of the muted or desaturated tones up in the sky. Just overall fantastic. So, Bruce, appreciate that. Thank you very much for submitting that one. And the next one, I just had to stare at it for a while because I really love underwater photography. I don't think I'm ever going to do it, but it would be fantastic and be a lot of fun. But this one's from Odds Harris. Odds, I haven't heard from you in a while, but it's good to see you submitted an image. Just an overall fantastic image here. And I'm blown away by a lot of underwater photography, especially ones with surfers in it. And you can kind of see, it's kind of like the duck in the water situation where you kind of see it's calm on top, but underneath the duck's legs are just paddling as fast as they can go. You really can see, you know, surfers look really graceful and on all this kind of stuff. But when you get underwater, you can kind of see what goes on behind the scenes in a way, if that makes any sense. So you just see these guys underwater and they're fighting this wave going underneath it. And it's a very, very cool photo. So I really, really, really love that one. So thanks, Odds. I appreciate that. All right. And the first place winner is from, I believe it's Jose Matutin. I'm horrible with names. I'm just going to spell it. It's Matutina. This photo is just fantastic. I guess it's an eagle or a hawk or something. I don't know. But the bird in question is perched up on a branch and it just has devoured a fish. But it still has it in its talons and it just looks amazing. To me, I was looking really in depth on this, and to me, I thought that maybe it was a composite in a way, because it was just too perfect. The branch is perfect. The composition is pretty spot on, very symmetrical. The sky is really cool. I mean, if anything, if something was replaced, it definitely has to be the sky, but I could not find, you know, kind of artifacts from taking out a sky, but overall, it doesn't really matter. This image is fantastic, and it really evokes like a mood because the bird is just staring right at you. It's got to be an eagle. It has to be an eagle. It's staring right at you in the photo, and you can just see that it's got this fish, and it just got done having a lunch, and it's just taken over in the wingspan and everything. Oh, just fantastic. So I really, really loved this image, and I don't think it could get any better. So thank you very much for submitting that image. I really loved seeing that. So you are the first place winner. If you want to get your gift card to sleeklens.com, please email me at jordan@sleeklens.com. So jordan@sleeklens.com. And we'll get that over to you. So man, I really love seeing these images. I know there's some little pushback on doing this instead of the raw edit contest, but this is just a fantastic way of seeing what others shoot. And it's fantastic. I really enjoyed it. All right. So now let's go over the raw edit contest for October. For October 2020, we have a new image here. And this one, I just really like this image. If you want to go check it out, it's basically just like a woman standing in the middle of the road. Looks like in the canyon somewhere. And I really think there's a lot of potential for this image, not just strictly editing, but obviously there's a lot of potential when it comes to doing some composites or doing some different things to the photo where adding in subjects. It has a lot of opportunity and potential there. So I wanted to show you guys this image and just see if you guys can do something with it and do some really cool stuff. So if you want to download this image as well as see the images that were talked about for the September contest, the Your Best Photos contest, links in the description down below in the podcast show notes, and you can check them all out there. So thank you guys for joining me in this podcast. I really love seeing these photos. So we'll probably do something again like this, maybe towards the end of the year. I really love seeing these photos, and I appreciate you joining in. Talk to you later.